The Gemara in Daf Kosayin Vebeis and Ma'ikatan has the following memra. Amar Rav, Avel Yom Rishon Asur Lecha Lecha Mishalo. And Avel on the first day of Avelis is prohibited from eating his own bread. Mida Amalei Rachman Liyacheskel Lecha Man Hashem Lo Sochel. We learn multiple Nihugi Avelis from the Sukkim in Yacheskel. Yacheskel was told to do certain things or not do certain things that a regular Avil does or does not do. So Yechezkel was told to do the opposite of what a regular Avil does. If Yechezkel was told not to eat other people's bread, that means a regular Avil does eat other people's bread. So again, the statement is that Avil Yom Rishon is Aslecha Lechem Mishalo. So we'll see, there's a machlokas as to what Yom Rishon means, a machlokas about what Aser means, and a machlokas about what Lecha means. Other than that, everything here is clear and muskam. So we'll have to go through what are the various machloksim here as to what the parameters are of Yom Rishon, of the Isser, and of what the subject of the Isser is. Is it the Lechem or is it more expansive? Tosus writes, Dibra Maskil Yom Rishon, Asu Lechel Mishalo, Perashti Lamala, Afilu Ochel Kama Pa'amin Ba'oso Yom, Delok Sani Sudu Rishon. It says Tosos, if it was the case that this halach was limited to the first meal, it should have said Sudu Rishon. The fact that it says Yom Rishon, it sounds like the Isser is the entirety of the first day. And Tosus references Perashti Lamala, that's Tosus on Daf Kofim and Aleph, Dibra Maschil Shekvar. So Tosus has his comment in two places, Kofim and Aleph, Dibra Maschil Shekvar, and Tosus here on Kazayin Amidbeis, that the Isser, or the parameters of Suda Savra, and the Isser of eating Mishalo, applies to the entirety of the first day of Avelis, is not limited to the first Seuda. That's the mashmos of the Rambam as well. The Rambam Perek Dalet Halachates, the Rambam Perek Dalet Halachates. Ha'avil b'yom rishon bilvad aser laniach tefillin v'lechol mishalo. So the Rambam equates the Isser of anachas tefillin, which clearly extends for the entirety of the first day, with the Isser of being ochel mishalo. It sounds like the Isser of being Ochel Mishalo applies to the entirety of the first day as well. And that's a comment that Rabbi Akiva Eger has in Hilchos and Shulchan Aruch, that that's the psak of the Rokeach, that the Isser applies to the entirety of the first day. And that seems to be what the Gaon is getting at also in the Likut and the Be'er Agra, who's Mitzayin, the position of Tosfos. It sounds like the Gaon is accepting that lahalacha, that the Isurim involved of being Ochel Mishalo apply to the entirety of the first day of Avelis. However, many Rishonim argue, the Rosh in Simon Peites, in the end of Moikata, the Rosh assumes that the Isser applies Dafka to Seuda Rishona, and that's the Psak of the Mechaber in Simon Shin Ayin Ches. Mechaber writes, Avel Asur Lachol Mishalo B'Seuda Rishona, Aval B'Shniya Mutter Afilu b'yom rishon. So the Isser applies exclusively to the first meal. Even if he has another meal on the first day, there's no Isser of being ochel mishalo. Explains the Beis Yosef, halacha k'divrei mekel ba'avel, that we have a machlokes rishonim. Halacha k'divrei mekel ba'avel allows us to paskin like the more mekel shita in a machlokes rishonim. Aye, what about Tosus's comment, Tosus's raya, that the Isser applies the entirety of the day from the fact that the Gemara says Yom Rishon as opposed to Suda Rishona? If the Isser was limited to Suda Rishona, why did the Gemara not say so? So the Beis Yosef points out that there's precedent for Yom Rishon meaning something less than the entirety of the day, meaning Suda Rishona. Beis Yosef points to Gemara Mitzachim Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, where the Gemara has a din that you're not allowed to knead matzah with milk b'Yom Rishon. And there, the Gemara is talking about the Seudas Leil HaSeder, not the entirety of the first day of Pesach. So Beis Yosef thinks that's precedent for Yom Rishon, sometimes being a reference to Seuda Rishona. Question is whether the Ravid is weighing in on this as well. Again, the Rambam, as we saw, Paradalat Lachates says Avol Biyom Rishon Bevad Asher Liyafilim Velachol Mishalo. And then the Rambam says V'chayiv Leishav Mita Kfuya. Another din that's unique to Avol on day one is having to sit on a Mita Kfuya, as opposed to the rest of Shiva, where he's allowed to eat his own food and he's allowed to sit on the ground. There's no requirement of sitting on a Mita Kfuya. So the Raivad is Masig. Lo Ra'ifsi Shoresh Lazeh. Lo Ra'ifsi Shoresh Lazeh. So what's the Raivad Sasaga going on? The Radvaz, in his Perish on the Rambam, understands that the Sasaga is going on Kfiya Samita. The Rambam says that there's a requirement for an Avel Yom Rishon to sit on a Mita Kfuya. And the Raivad says, no such minhag, that you have to be kofer the Mita, but you don't have to sit on a Mita Kfuya, even on the first day. However, the Radvaz in Tshuva, Chelek Vav, Simon Beis Alafrim Reish Ayin Gimel, Chelek Vav, Simon 2273, Rav Avadya quotes this Tshuva Saradvaz in his Chazon Avadya. So the Radvaz here in Tshuva, distinct from what the Radvaz writes in his Perish on the Rambam, assumes that the Raivad here is masig on the Isra Achila Mishalo and not on the Chiyav Leishev Al Mita Kfuya. So the Radvaz understands the Raivad is saying, Lora Isi Shoresh Lazeh, that the Isra of Achila Mishalo should extend to the entirety of the first day. Rather, it only applies to Suda Rishona and not the entire first day. So according to that, the Raivid is in the camp of the Rush and the Arpsak in Shulchan Aruch, that the din of the Isser, Achila Mishalo, and the corollary din of Suda Savra is limited to the Suda Rishona. And then it's also clear, Lalacha, the Mechaber writes in Sif Gimel, Im Ratzah Ha'avel Shalo Lachol B'yom Rishon, Mutar Lachol Mishalo Afilu Suda Rishona. So as we'll see in a few moments, the parameters of Suda Savra, or the requirement of Suda Savra, which means giving the Avel to eat from other people's food, so that's in order to avoid the Isser of Achila Mishalo. But let's say the Avel doesn't want to eat anything Biyom Rishon, then there's no Isser of Achila Mishalo Biyom Sheni, and as a result, there's no Chiyuv of Suda Savra at that time. The Divrei Sofrim in Sif Katan Kavdal, Kosim Achlokas Achronim, in a case where the Kfura is Samach L'Chashecha, so how do you count Yom Rishon as far as Suda Savra? Is there a din of Suda Savra? The Kfura is right before Shkia, and by the time you get home, it's already night. So is there a din of Suda Savra? Under those circumstances, is there an Isser Achila Mishalo? Is there a din of Suda Savra? Generally speaking, there's no such din on Yom Sheni, but in that situation where you don't get home until after dark. So is that still considered Yom Rishon, the Indian, the Isser Achila, and the din of Sudas Havra? The Noda Behuda talks about this. Noda Behuda Kama Yoredeya Simen Sadiches. Noda Behuda Kama Yoredeya Simen Sadiches. And his conclusion seems to be that in this situation, you should do a Suda Savra when you get home at night. That's still considered L'inyan this din, Suda Rishona and Yom Rishon. Okay.
Rabbi?
Yeah, Moshe.
If the Isser is the first Suda for like a rush, so why then is it, and that's the way the Shulchan Aruch paskin, so then why is the Isser also not apply on the second day? Like, is he all, like the Shulchan, is the Rush also saying that it's Dafka the first Suda on the first day?
Yeah, he's saying Suda Rishona on the first day. The Gemara says the first day. The Rush understands it's the first meal on the first day, not the entirety of the first day.
Mm-hmm. So I'm saying there's still some element of the first day for them.
So the Noda Behuda seems to assume that in that case, where the Kfura is Samal Chashek and you don't get home till nightfall, then L'inyan Zeh, that's considered the first day.
No, I'm saying like regards to like the Gemara saying Yom Rishon, that it's technically also true for the Rush.
Is technically also true for the Rosh, that what?
That the Isser is only on Yom Rishon.
So you're asking about the Noda Behuda?
No, I'm asking about the point of Shulchan Aruch Sif Gimel. Like, once you say that the Isser is only, it doesn't apply on the second day.
You're asking what's the Chiddush?
No, I'm saying for the Rosh, there's right. Also some element of the first day then.
Yeah, the Din Sif Gimel is that if the Avil chooses to fast on Yom Rishon, he's allowed to eat Mishalo on day two, even if that's the Suda Rishona that he's still eating. So you're saying, according to the Rosh, correct. It's Suda Rishona on Yom Rishon. If it's not Suda Rishona, if it's not Yom Rishon, either one, then the Din doesn't apply.
Right, so I'm saying, so it's not such a, like, a bad thing that the Rosh, there is limited to Yom Rishon in some aspect. When the Gemara says Yom Rishon. We still need the comment of the Beis Yosef, but I'm saying.
Fine, okay. Fine. It is limited to Yom Rishon, but it's further limited to the Rishon on Yom Rishon. Okay. The Taz writes in Sifkat and Aleph, Aser lachol mishalo, nira de imlo shalchulo, osha hu yichidi ve'ir. So, you know, let's say no one sent him any food, or there's no one around to send him food. So you don't have to fast. You don't have to not eat. So the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch and the Hemshech is they have to feed him so that he doesn't end up eating his own food. So if it's an absolute issur to eat his own food, so what does that mean so that he doesn't eat his own food? He's not allowed to eat his own food. So push comes to shove, if he has no one else to feed him, he doesn't have to fast. And therefore, the formulation is that the Shveinim should step up and avoid creating a situation where he's going to have to eat Mishalo. So that's based on an Or Zeruah that the Gos Ashur quotes. The Gos Ashur quotes an Or Zeruah that you don't allow an Avil to fast on the first day. And we'll come in a couple of minutes to talk about that a little bit more. And the Rosh quotes the Yerushalmi that if the neighbors don't provide food, then he's allowed to eat. So it's Befeish in the Yerushalmi, what the Taz is saying here, Lalacha, that he's allowed to eat. V'tava me'era on the Shveinim that don't provide for the needs of this Avel and force him to eat Mishalom. And the Ramban argues, the Ramban in page Reish Beis and Torah Sa'adam assumes that, no, it's an absolute Isser under all circumstances. And if there's no one to feed him, then he has to fast. The Beis Yosef says here also, Halacha k'divrei ha'mekel ba'avel. And that's the implication of the Taz says that formulation of Shulchan Aruch of mitzvah shcheinav sheyachilu mishalahem kedei shaliyochal mishalo. But if push comes to shove, if he has nothing to eat, then he is allowed to eat even mishalo, and he doesn't have to fast. The Aruch HaShulchan assumes that lechem is dafka, the isser of eating lechem mishalo. And therefore, an avel would be allowed to eat even prior to Suda Savra, or even before being fed anything by others, he would be able to eat other food items that are his. And the Aruch HaShulchan says that's why the minhag is to feed an avel dafka bread from the Suda Savra. The Aruch HaShulchan assumes that there are two sides of the same coin. That which the Suda Savra that the Shveinim feed must consist of that food item or those food items that the Avil is not allowed to eat Mishalo. But since the Avil can eat Shar Tavshilim Mishalo, then you can't give him a Suda Savra just of Shar Tavshilim, because the point of Suda Savra is to provide that which is otherwise Asur Lachol Mishalo. So Aruch HaShulchan says, for that reason, you must provide Lechem for the Suda Savra, because Lechem, the Gemara says lechem, that's dafka lechem. Lechem is what the avil is not allowed to eat mishalo. So the minhag is, as we'll see later on in the siman, to give lechem with an egg. The egg accompanies the lechem, but the way the Aruch HaShulchan presents it, the ikur is the lechem, because lechem is the one thing that is asur lechol mishalo. And other achronim assume that the Isser Lachal Mishlo applies to other Tafshilim as well. Divrei Sofrim quotes from the Shevet Yehuda. And the Divrei Malkiel talks about it in Chelek Bey, Simen Sadi Zayin, the Divrei Malkiel, Lam Sharav, Chelek Bey, Simen Sadi Zayin. The Shaila that the Divrei Malkiel is addressing is whether an Avel is allowed to eat fruit or allowed to drink anything of his own prior to the formal Sudas Havra. So his initial inclination is that the pasuk in Yecheskel, the Din Gemara, is limited to lechem. So it sounds like we're only talking about lechem. And just as we're only mavrin b'lechem, so too there's no issur of eating things other than lechem. We're also mavrin with eggs and or lentils. So it sounds like that's also part of the Suda Savra. So he says, well, maybe those are the side dishes, but the ikur is lechem, and that accompanies the lechem. So in principle, the Divrei Malkiel starts out saying, like the Aruch HaShulchan, that the iser of being ochel mishalo is limited to lechem, and therefore, strictly speaking, an avo could come home from the kvura and eat fruit and have drinks, even mishalo, prior to the Suda Savra. However, the Divrei Malkiel in practice says that Lamaisa, you should be machmir, even to aser fruit and other food items, because many Rishonim don't include lechem when they formulate the din. He points out that the Rif doesn't have the word lechem, and the Ramban doesn't have the word lechem, and the Rush doesn't have the word lechem. So even though Argamar has lechem, and the Pasuk in Yecheskel is lechem, the fact that some of the Rishonim leave out the word lechem might indicate that lechem is more lavdafka. And further raya, the Rishonah quote, the Beis Yosef quotes that the Riva was once misane the Yom Rishon of his Avelis because he didn't want to eat food brought by other people. So if it was the case that the Isser of being Ochel Mishalo only applies to Lechem, even if he didn't want to eat food brought by other people, he should have eaten fruit or other fruits. The fact that the Riva fasted rather than eat food brought by other people seems to indicate that he held the Isser of being Ochel Mishalo applies to all food items and not just to bread. And then he says, well, even if that's true, at least Ti'ima should be Mutter, because generally speaking, whenever there's an Isser Achila in Kol HaTorah Kula, the Isser Achila does not apply to Ti'ima. Isser Achila would be a kibetza or a significant volume of food, but simply having a bite doesn't constitute achila in many areas of halacha. But he says, even if that's the case, in principle, Yisrael kedoshim enogim she'ein tam min me'uma achar kfur. He says, minog Yisrael, even if it's not based on a me'ikarit in consideration, is not to eat anything, even a bite, mishalo, prior to having the sudas havra. Okay. I saw the Badi Yosholchan asked the following question of Divrei Malkiel. Badi Yosholchan on page Kufyut. So Divrei Malkiel made 2 points, or 3 points. Initially, Mikra did, and Divrei Malkiel thinks that there's evidence that the only Isser of the Ochel Mishlo applies to Lechem. And then he says, well, maybe it applies to fruits also. And he brings a raya from the fact that the Riva fasted on Yom Rishon of his Avelis and didn't want to eat other people's food. And then he says, even if that's the case, Ti'ima should be mutter, but Yisrael Kedoshim are knowing to be machmir on Ti'ima. So he raises the question, if he's bringing a raya from the Riva that the Isser Achila applies to other foods, so why doesn't he bring a raya from the Riva that Ti'ima is Asr as well? Because if it's true that you're allowed to be Toeim, then the Riva should have been Toeim and not been forced to fast. Then the Badi Yosholchan raises another question. If this is the case, or he thinks it should be the case, that at least Mimin Haga, if not Mi'ikar Adin, we aser eating anything or tasting anything prior to eating the Suda Savra. So some Achronim say that if an Avel comes home from the Beis HaKvaros on Sunday and hasn't yet made Avdala because he was an Onan on Motzei Shabbos, then he's allowed to make Avdala with his own wine. So the Gesher Chayim of Chaim Chutz Kaczynski is makel on this. He's allowed to have his own wine, as is the Pnei Baruch, Perek Zayin Sif Beis, Perek Zayin Sif Beis, because the way the Pnei Baruch says it is that it's his chiyuv. I think what that means is Rav Avadya is also makel that it's considered a mitzvah, that it's not for your own enjoyment, it's for mitzvah, and therefore isn't subsumed under the regular iser of achila mishalom. But the Badr Shulchan thinks that you should be machmer on this, that you shouldn't use your own wine for Abdallah. As does Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa. Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa, Perek Samach Dalit, Sif Kafei, paskins that an Avel, when he comes back from the basic forest, he needs to make Abdallah, should not make Abdallah with his own wine. But leaving wine aside, so again, the Aruch HaShulchan is of the opinion that there's no Isser of Achila Mishaloh beyond Lechem. And the Divrei Malkiyo is machmir, at least mimin hag, if not mi'ikar adin, that the iser should apply to everything. So paskins about the Yoshalchan, that you shouldn't eat or drink anything mishaloh prior to the Sudas Havra. And that's how Rav Shefter paskins as well, that you should be machmir, not to even drink anything before the Sudas Havra, unless the avil is very thirsty, it's boiling hot day, and you're out in the sun at the basic varas, and you need to drink something, so you could. But all things being equal, it's better to be machmir, even on drinking, prior to the Sudas Havra. Rav Avadya's mekel. Rav Avadya, first in Yabia Omer Chelik Beisim and Kafei, Yabia Omer Chelik Beisim and Kafei, and then the Chazon Avadya on page Tav Peites, so he's makel on drinking. He thinks he should be machmer on all foods, not just bread, but he's makel on drinking tea, coffee, and water that belongs to the Avel, even prior to the Sudas Havra. Shulchan has another ha'ara in Siyunim Os Tesvav that is mashma from the Mishabrua that Sudas Havra has to be provided dafka with lechem. What's his raya in the Mishnah Berurah? Again, the Aruch HaShulchan assumes that there are two sides of the same coin. Whatever the Isser applies to is what you have to be mafra with. So the Isser only applies to lechem, you have to dafka be mafra, provide a Suda Savra of lechem. The two don't necessarily have to go hand in hand, especially if you assume that the Ikar Adin it only applies to lechem, but Mimen Haga it applies to other things as well. So you can still recommend that the Suda Savra be with lechem because Me'ikar Adin, that's what the Isser Achila applies to. But Mi Min Haga, we're machmir, that you shouldn't eat anything mishaloh, even if it's not lechem. But be that as it may, the Baal HaShulchan points out, Mishabrun Hilchos Pesach, Simen Tav Ayin Aleph Sifkatan Kaf Beis, Simen Tav Ayin Aleph Sifkatan Kaf Beis. So in Shulchan Aruch there it says, sorry, the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkat and Kaf Beis that we ain mavrin be'er Pesach. That if there's a kvur in Erev Pesach, the Avel, the Avelim come home, there's no Suda Savra on Erev Pesach. If you look here in Sif Hei, in our Simon, Misha Nikbar be'er Shabbos, Samuel Chachashecha, Kodim Be'en Hashmashos, Yesh Misha Omer, Shemavrin of So'az, V'linera Kevin She'enu Chova, Tov Shelo Lavroso, of Mnei Kovet HaShabbos M'cheino. So Mechaber says, if you're coming home late on Friday afternoon from the Kvura, there's no Suda Savra because that's a lack of Kovet HaShabbos, meaning that we generally are not Koveya Suda during the latter part of the day on Erev Shabbos. So that's a regular Erev Shabbos that if you're coming back late in the day, so nothing to do with Hilchos Avelis, just in general, we're not Koveya Suda, you don't have a significant meal later in the day on Erev Shabbos. It's preferable not to have bread after Samach L'mincha Ketana on Erev Shabbos. If you're coming home from the Beis HaKvaras after Samach L'mincha Ketana on Erev Shabbos, better not to have a Sudas Havra. So the Mishnah Berurah says the same thing is true on Erev Pesach all day. Why is that? So says the Mishnah Berurah in Shaar Etzion, Sifkatan Kavav, Shaar Etzion, Sifkatan Kavav, that in principle, it should only be concern of a concern for us min a mincha lamala. In principle, just like every Erev Shabbos, the recommendation is not to have a Suda Savra late in the day because of Kavod Shabbos, so you don't in general have a meal at that point. So the same should be true in Erev Pesach. Min HaMincha L'mala, just like you're not Kavod any Suda, Erev Pesach, the first mission, Arvei Tzachim, not to eat Min HaMincha L'mala on Erev Pesach. Kadei She'yocha Matzah L'Teyava. So it should only be relevant. It should only be relevant erev Pesach min mincha lamala. Why do we paskin ein mavrin kol hayom? Because there's nothing to eat. Just as that's the whole discussion in Tosas in the beginning of Arvei Tzachim, that our minhag is not to eat. Tosas assumes there been a time did eat matzah shira, but the our minhag is not to eat matzah shira erev Pesach. So there's nothing to eat, nothing to make your suda tzavra on, says the Mishnah Berurah. So he's clearly assuming that Suda Savra has to be with lecha. If it could be with fruit, it could be with other food, then what's the problem having a Suda Savra Erev Pesach in the morning? Mishnah Berurah says you can't do a Suda Savra and Erev Pesach because there's nothing to eat. You can't eat chametz, you can't eat matzah, and the minhag is not to eat matzah shira. So he's clearly assuming that a Suda Savra without lechem is not a Suda Savra. Okay. The Divrei Sofrim points out in Sifkat and Yud that some of these halachos may depend on what's the real reason for Suda Savra. So the Tor here has a lashon of Menachemin Tchila, that the Suda Savra is a form of Nicha. That by providing the Suda Savra, by the Shveinim coming and providing a meal to the Avelim when they come home from the Kfura, that's the form of Nichum. That's the formulation that the Levush has as well. So the Tor sounds like it's a Nichum of Eil Malach. The Beis Yosef quotes Rabbeinu Yerucham, different reason, that we're worried the Avel, if left his own devices, may come to harm himself. That he's not going to take care of himself. He's in such a bad emotional state that he's not going to take care of himself. He's not going to eat. And he may end up getting sick or harming himself. So Chazal say, provide him with a Suda Savra in order to ensure that his needs will be taken care of and he will eat properly. And the Divrei Sofrim quotes from the Shevet Yehuda, different concern, that we're worried if left his own devices, the Avel may end up drinking off his sorrow. And that's not going to be covered in maize if he's going to get drunk on his own. So therefore, there's a prescription not to leave him on his own, to feed him, and make sure that he eats in moderation that which is appropriate. So the Divrei Sofrim points out, if the concern is that we don't want him to get drunk, so then it's more likely that we would be a machmir to tell him not to eat anything if we don't provide with food, don't provide him with food for the Sudas Havra. If you're worried that he's going to get drunk, so then you have to provide food. And if you don't provide the food, he shouldn't be able to eat anything. If it's a concern of Nichum Avelim, or if we're worried that if he's on his own, then he's not going to eat. So if there's no one to be mad for him, why do we care if he eats? We don't want him to eat. The whole point of the Suda Savra is to make sure that he eats. So there's no one to give him the Suda Savra, so let him eat of his own food. If we're worried, if the point is Nichum, so yeah, it's appropriate to have Menachem, but if it's known to be Menachem, then he doesn't have to starve. Rabbi Willig also pointed out along these lines that if the concern is that he's going to be mazik himself, if we don't provide the Suda Savra, then he's not going to eat anything and he's going to end up being harmed or get sick. So that makes sense, B'Suda Rishona. The rest of the day after he already ate, so we know that he's going to take care of himself. If he eats on his own, even if he didn't provide, so he is taking care of himself. So then there should be no need for a Suda Savra later in the day. If it's a Nicham Aveil Malacha, so then it could be this form of Nicham is relevant the entirety of the day. If the Menachem didn't come at the beginning of the day and he ate on his own, but later in the day, let the Menachem come and provide the Sudas Havra. Rav Shechter has a piece in Ginas Ego, Simen Kavav, in which he points out that this question as to whether Suda Savra is a din in Nicham Avelim may be a separate machlokas Rishonah. The Mishnah on Kav Dalet Amidez in Mori Katan Mishnah says, Kaftale Vedez Moikatan, Ein Korin Velo Cholsin Bein Mavrin Ela Krov of Shalmeis. So the only people that tear Kriya, the only people that do Chalitza Sakasev, and the only people that are provided with Suda Savra are Krovav Shel Hames. So is this Mishnah going on Dafka Cholamoid, which is the context of part of the Perek, or is it speaking more broadly? So the Rambam, Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Gimel, the Rambam Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Gimel, as well as the Rambam Perek Mishnah is to the Mishnah Dafka Zayin, the Rambam assumes that there is a din of Havra on Cholamoid, and this Mishnah is talking Dafka about Cholamoid, telling you the Halacha, that there is a din of Suda Savra on Chol Hamoed, in which case it stands to reason that Suda Savra is a function of Tanchumei Avelim, because Tanchumei Avelim, as opposed to Nihugi Avelus in general, are not knowing on Chol Hamoed, but Tanchumin is knowing. It could be Menachem Avelim on Chol Hamoed. So if there's a Suda Savra on Chol Hamoed, that would be because Suda Savra is Midin Nichum and not Mini Huge Avelus. But the Smak understands that the Mishnah is going on a regular day, not Cholamoid Dafka. And therefore, there's no evidence that there is a Suda Savra on Cholamoid, in which case, it could be that Suda Savra is Mini Huge Avelus, as opposed to Midin Tanchume Avela. So Shafta points out, Nafkamina could be our original question. Do you need to fast? The machlokas between the Torah and the Ramban. Do you need to fast, or the Or Zeru and the Ramban, do you need to fast where there's no one to provide the Suda Savra? So if it's halacha in Nihugei Avelus, so it could be that din of Avelus tells you if you don't have someone to feed you, you have to fast. If it's halacha in Tanchumen, as we said, so if they're Menachemim, great. If they're no Menachemim, you don't have to fast just because they're no Menachemim. And the second Nafkaminer chapter has there is, can you prepare the Suda Savra in advance? As you know, the coup is going to take place in the early afternoon, and then the Velim are going to come back to the house. So do you need to bring the food Dafka after the Krura, or can someone come in the morning and put food in the refrigerator so when the Velim come home from the Krura, they'll take the food out of the fridge and eat it, and that will be the Suda Savra. So if it's Allah in the Huvia Velis, that an oval is not allowed to eat nishalot on the first day, doesn't make a difference when the food was prepared. Prepared in the morning, the oval comes home, it's not his food, let him eat it. But if it's halacha in Tanchumei Avelim, the nichum is only relevant after the kura. So to prepare the food ahead of time, put it in the fridge, and not have any connection between the preparer of the food and the Avelim after the kura, that wouldn't be a kiyum in Tanchumei Avelim. So if it's a Nichum Avel Malacha, it would have to be provided after the Kvura and can't be prepared ahead of time. The Badi Yashulchan points out in the Siyunim Sifkaten Hay, quoting the Ramban on page Reish Dalet, quoting the Ritz Gaius. The Ramban, page Reish Dalet of the Taras Adam, quotes from the Ritz Gaius, Makom Shenogu Lenachem Avelim Bebeitzim V'Adashim Achil. So his formulation is Malkum Shinogu Lenachim Avil. That sounds like it's Nichum Avil Malacha. And he points out, you see that from the Gemara in Bava Basra, Tazayin Amadeis as well. The Gemara there says that Yaakov Avinu prepared Adashim for Yitzchak Avinu, and that was the day that Avram Avinu died. And the Gemara there says that it was Lenachim Misavit. So again, Rashi on Chumash says that that which Yaakov provided, the Gemara Bava Basra doesn't explicitly call it a Suda Savra. Rashi on Chumash does. So that which Yaakov Avinu provided to Yitzchak Avinu, the meal of Adashim, the Gemara says that was Lenachem Esaviv. Rashi on Chumash says that was a Suda Savra. So it sounds like Suda Savra is Midin Tanchumei Avelim. And the Baal HaShulchan points out that you see this in Ramosha's Shuv as well. Chelik Beis Simen Kuf Samaches, Chelik Beis Kuf Samaches. Ramosha was asked whether the practice that the Shoal noticed of people providing food for Avelim beyond the Suda Savra and sending food to Beis Avel for the duration of the week of Shiva, is that an appropriate minhag? Number one, isn't that a violation of giving presents to an Avel, which you're not allowed to do? And he's bothered by Chukas HaGoyim as well. So just parenthetically, on that point, there is a comment to the Bar Hativ here in Ar Simen. In Sifkat and Vav, in parentheses, he notes that the minhag of Spardim in many places was to provide food for the entire week because an Avel wouldn't prepare his own food because of Tirdas Aveluso, and also Kadesh Lelevayesh, Misha Elo Lazan Atmo, Shiva Yamim, you made Bitula Mimalachta. So he notes that there was a practice in Sephardi communities of providing food for a base Avel the entire week. Number one, you know, just as there's a notion of Suda Savra that we want to make sure that the Avelim are going to take care of themselves, that should be a concern the entire week because Mitirda Savilusa and they won't otherwise prepare food. And number two, as we'll discuss next time, there is a din that an Avel is not allowed to engage in Malacha during the week of Shiva. So we're concerned that maybe this person is poor and it won't be able to go to work, so they want a food to eat. So Kadesh Lelevayesh Misha Elo, practice developed in certain places to provide food for Beis Avel the entire week that no one should starve. So Rav Moshe, in addressing the question as to whether this is a violation of providing presents to an Avel, so Rav Moshe says, even if it's maybe inappropriate to do so, but it's not a present. It's Mishum Nichum. It's a form of Nichum Avelim. So there also the notion that providing food is potentially a form of nichum. So these Rishonim, the Ramban Meshem Rizkeyas, and maybe if you put the Gemara and Bava Basra together with Rashi and Chumash, as well as the formulation of the Torah here, Lashon of Nichum, all indicate that Suda Savra has an element of nichum Avelim to it. Okay, but that minhag of Adashim Abeitzim, that's recorded in Shulchan Aruch here in Siftes, Makam Shinagu Laharas Bebasa Riayin Aminim Adamim Osim, Umavin Tchila Bebeitzim Abetavshin Shal Adashim Zecher Lavedus Lavelus V'achakach Ochlim Kol Sarchem. So that minhag of Beitzim or Adashim goes back, presumably, to the Gemara and Bava Basra they just mentioned, Tesayinu Abeiz, in the context of Yaakov Avinu, who prepared a tafshil shel adashim lenachem es Yitzchak Aviv. The lashon of the, when the Gemara says, ma adashizu ein lapeh af avel ein lapeh, or ma adashizu megulgeles af avelus megulgeles machzeres al vaya olam. So that's the source for, the Gemara says, nafkamina for an egg. An egg is round, just like lentils. So that's the source of the minhag recording Shulchan Aruch of having of lentils and eggs being considered machal avelim, and the minhag of having a suda savra with lentils or eggs. Common practice is a suda savra consists of bread and eggs. Okay, so there's another din in the simon here in Shin Ayin Ches, which is a little bit out of place. Siv Zayin, Marbitzin umechabdin bebeisa avel umadichin karis kosos usolchios vikitonos. So you're allowed to sweep the floors, mop the floors, wash the dishes in a beis avel. Ve'ein omrim shmua ba'agada bebeisa avel aliyosh v'medomim. You're not allowed to articulate a sugya or an agada in a base avel, rather you have to sit silently. So that halacha of shmua b'base avel, that's based on the Gemara in Mo'ikat and Kaf Gimel and Aleph. The Gemara there says, "Ein omim shmua b'agada base avel." You can't recite the sugya or nagadata in a base avel. Amar olav al Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel shaya omir shmua b'agada base avel. And Chananya ben Gamliel apparently disagreed, and he would recite shmua b'agada the base Avel. The Rambam posts Alacha Perik Yigim Alacha Tes Perik Yigim Alacha Tes Ein Omrim Shmua the Hagad of Beis Avel Ella Yoshvin Davin. You sit silently, and that's what we just saw quoted here in Se'ed Zion. Asks the Rashash there on the Gemara in Kof Gimel, why don't we passing like Rabbi Chanina Chananya ben Gamliel? After all, Halacha Kedivrei Mekel Ba'avel. So why don't we paskin like the day in Tanayim Lekula that there are no restrictions on Amiras Shmuah Vagada Bebeis Ha'avel? And the Rishash points out that that seems to be the position of the Rush and the Riff, because the Rush and the Riff quote Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel. It sounds like they hold of him. So Rishash says, Kimadumani Shekein Ogren. And that seems to be common practice. We're not talking about the Avil himself. Avil himself, as we'll talk about later on, there's an Isser Tama Torah. We're talking about other people, not Avelim. We're not Avelim. We're allowed to engage in Torah discussions in a base Avil. So in Shulchan Aruch it says no. The Raman says no. The Rishash says, why not? Why don't we paskin like Rav Chananya ben Gamliel? Rush and Riff seem to paskin like him. And the Rashash writes, Kim Dumani, Shekein, Noagin. And then he says, the Ramban, they quote in the Rabbah. Batara Savai Sa'arach Matsasi, Shemifarish de Kai Aresha. Achacham the Abeth in Vinasi, the base Midrasha Bato. The Kamer O, the Ain Omrim Shmua. Ratsalom, base Midrasha Shalaka. Ubezem, you shall have a minute, I feel a ton of cop. Then the Rabban says, the previous Maimra of the Gemara there on Kaf Gimel is that if an Abethin dies, if a Tamachacham dies, base Midrasha Bato. So the Beis Medrash goes on strike. No one learns in the Beis Medrash of the Talmud Chacham that dies during Shiva. So the Ramban says the Rishash understood that this din of Ein Omer Shmuva Gadar Beis Avel isn't talking about a Beis Avel in general. It's talking about the Beis Midrasho Shal Chacham Shemes. In which case, and even according to Tanakama, there'd be no Isser of Amiras Shmuva Vagadata, the Beis Avel in general. And that's what the Ritva writes as well there on Kaf Gimel. And he says that's the mashmas of the Abu Rabasi, that this din is going on a Chacham Shemes, but not a general halacha in base Ava. Okay, so that's the Rashash's justification for what he says is Minaga Olam, not to be makbid on non-avelim learning or talking Torah in a Beis Avel, because the Rishash says, number one, he thinks that the Riff and the Rush are makel on this anyway because of the different makel avel. Number two, according to the Ramban, the whole and the Ritva, the whole din only applies to Chacham Shemes Beis Midrash Avatel, but doesn't apply to a Beis Avel in general. The Badi Yisholchan points out in the Be'urim, in page Kuf Kaf, that that's not at all what it sounds like in the Mechaber, that there's no zecher in the Mechaber that this din is limited to a Talmud Chacham Shemes. The Mechaber quotes this in a list of halachas of a Beis Avel. You can do the laundry, you can wash the dishes, you can mop the floor. And Ein Omrim Shmua Vagadata Vagad of a Beis Avel. It doesn't sound like it's limited to Chacham Shemes. The Aruch HaShulchan is also bothered by what he perceived as Minhag Olam to be Mekel on this. Specifically, what he observes as Minaga Olam to learn Mishnayos in a Beis Avel. Or he says if the Nifter was a member of the Chevra Shas, they would learn Gemara in a Beis Avel. So why? And the other rabbi says people think that it's a schus for the Nifter. So isn't that a violation of this din of Ein Omer Shmuva Agada Beis Avel. How could that be common practice? So the Aruch HaShulchan also says that this halach is limited to Chacham Shemes, Beis Midrasho Batel, like the Rishash. And he thinks that that is the basis for the Minhag Olam to be Mekel. The Badi Yashulchan, who didn't like that in terms of Pshat in Pesach Mechaber, also attempts to justify Minhag Olam along similar lines in Sifkat Nun Aleph. He says that it must be that people assume if you're doing this for the purpose of Schus for the Neshama, then it's Mutter. So that's the basis of Minhag Olam. By the Shulchan writes this, the Sofer writes this, that if it's done le'iloi nishmas ha'nifter, then it's not b'chlal the yisr of Shmua v'yagada b'beis avam. And the Chazon Avadya, Rav Avadya also justifies the minhag with a combination of factors. The number one, you can assume like the Rishash's argument that halacha k'divrei Mekel v'avel, so we pass him like Rav Chananya v'Gamliel. Number two, you can be mitzarif the Ramban and the Ritva, that even according to Tanakhama, it's only Chacham Shemes, Shemes Midrasha Ot. And number three, that you do it Lizchus Hanashama. So those three factors that we saw in other Achronim, Rav Avadya puts together into a package as the justification to be Mako. And Rav Avadya writes that better to learn Mishnayos in a Beis Avel than to be Marba Behespedim of Divrei Sheker. So better to learn Mishnayos than to lie about the qualities of the Nifter. Rav Avadya still says he thinks better to learn Musar. He's not endorsing learning Mishnayos, but in the cost-benefit analysis, he says if people do it, it's not the worst thing in the world. But Rabbi Willie pointed out, even if you're going to accept all these kulas and allow learning Mishnayos in a Beis Avel and say somehow that's not b'chlal the Isser of Shmua v'Gadat to Beis Avel, but that works for everybody else. But that still doesn't justify if the Avel's in the room, the Avel listening to the Mishnayos, because that's his Isser of Talmud Torah. So both Rav Schefter and Rabbi Willig point out that the Rav was very against this practice of learning Mishnayos in a Beis Avel, independent of the Isser Talmud Torah in Avel, but this is a halacha in Beis Avel. The Isser of Shmua Begadot Beis Avel, that's a Beis Avel halacha, and that applies to anyone in a Beis Avel. The Rav Schefter has this in both Nefesh HaRav and Divrei HaRav and Bikvei Tzon. Nefesh HaRav, page Resh Nun Gimel. Divrei HaRav, page Resh Kav Zayin. In the Divrei HaRav, he writes a story that he heard from Rabbi Ganek that there was once one of the Rav's Talmidim was sitting Shiva, and he wasn't able to convince the Balabatim that came to be Menachem Avel not to learn Mishnayos in the Beis Avel. So the Rav told him he should get up and leave because that's number one, not appropriate for them, and it's super not appropriate for him because he's an Avel. So Rabbi Willig's practice is that Pirkei Avos would be acceptable if you insist on learning Mishnayos during in a Beis Avel. So Pirkei Avos is Musar is Mutter for an Avel to engage in. That's Bechlal Dvarim HaMutarim, and therefore it shouldn't be Bechlal the Isser of Shmua V'Yagarata Beis Avel. So when I was sitting Shiva for my mother, Allah Shalom, I told the rabbi he wanted to learn Mishnayos between Milcham Arev, that if he wants to learn Mishnayos, he has to learn Pirkei Avos, because that presumably would be Mutter. Okay, but as I'm sure you've experienced, Minhag Olam seems to be a makel on this, so whatever the justifications may be. Okay. Simen Shinai in Tess is the halacha of Birkas Avel. Mechaber writes, Kishem Mevarach et Birkas HaMazon Bebeis HaAvel Omer Bracha Revias Kenusach Zu. So there's a special elongated fourth bracha of benching in a Beis HaAvel. Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Hakel Avinu Malkeinu Bar'enu Goleinu Kedoshenu Kedosh Yaakov, Hamelech Hachai, Hatov, Hameitiv, Kel Emes, Dayan Emes, Shofet, Batzedek, lokeach nefashos ba mishpat vechule. And as the Badi Shulchan points out in Sifkat and Gimel, it sounds like anyone who's benching the Beis Avel recites this Nusach, not just the Avelim. Because that's the Nusach in the Ramah here. Me'aleinu, hu yigor pirtzazos, me'aleinu me'al Avel Zeh. So you're referring to the Avel Zeh, you're referring to the Avel in third person. It sounds like anybody in the Beis Avel recites this Nusach of the fourth bracha of Berchas Hamazon. Take a look at the Be'er HaGola. Be'er HaGola writes, in the little note at the end of the Siman, Mashal Ra'isi Noagin Lahosa Berchas Avelim Be'bracha Revius. So he noticed a common practice was not to recite this Nusach in benching. So the Veragola says Minagolam is not to recite it because Minagolam assumes like the position of Tosos, Chesam Vezim Suvis, Dibur Maskol Ki, that Berachas Avelim is Basara. That's the Gemara's comparison of Berachas Avelim to Berachas Chasanim. Just like Berachas Chasanim is Basara, it also says Berachas Avelim is also Basara. So if you had a minion of a Zeman of 10, then you would recite it Beis Avel. But Minaga Olam Natu is because in almost every situation, you don't have a minion of 10 in a Beis Avel. And we assume, like this day in Tosfos, that the bracha is only relevant if you have a minyan. So that's the Baragola's explanation for what he noted as Minhag Olam. That's what Rabbi Karp writes on page Tafresh Tazayin, that Minhag Olam is not to recite this bracha, at least if you don't have a minyan. That's what the Badei Shulchan seems to assume as well, that the comment to the Baragola is correct in Badei Shulchan in Sifkata and Vav. However, the Aruch HaShulchan is bothered by this. Aruch HaShulchan in here in Siman Shin Ayin Tes, that Tosis is the Das Yachid and Rishonim. So Mehecha Teisa, that we should assume like Tosfos that the Berachas Avelim is only relevant if you have a minyan. The Baal HaShulchan says, those that are Mako, lo Yafa Hemosim. It's not right. Not right to just do away with this special Nusach of Berachas Hamazon in a Beis Avel. Rav Shechter told me that he was once Menachem Avel by a certain by Professor Levy, who was a brother-in-law of the late Rav Eli Klein, who was a longtime administrator of Yeshivas Karmi Avna. So this Professor Levy told Rav Shechter that his father, who was this Professor Levy's father, who was a rabbi in Germany before the war, told him that you should recite Berachas Avelim even biyachid, even as an individual. So I asked Rav Shechter what he did when he was in Avelis. And he told me that he probably didn't eat bread, so it wasn't relevant. They said you didn't even eat bread on Shabbos. They said he didn't remember what he did. But he thought that you should say it even biyachid, as the Aruch HaShulchan says, because most Rishonim don't distinguish between a minyan and the yachid. That's what Rav Avadia writes, that the appropriate thing is that an Avel should recite Berachas Avelim even biyachid. There's a related question, which is the propriety of having a Zimun in a Beis Avel. So, Suda Mafsekes, the din is that we avoid having a Zimun. So it's the same thing true in a Beis Avel, that the Avelim should avoid having a Zimun. The Daglam Revava here, in commenting on the Shach Sifkat and Vav, the Daglam Revava assumes that an Avel is mitzarif to a Zeman of Shlosha, and it sounds like there's no impediment to having a Zeman of Shlosha. Now, why there should be an impediment to Zeman of Vasara if there is no impediment to Zeman of Shlosha is not so clear. But aside from a comment of Shlomo Kluger in Elif HaShlomo that the later Achron quote, who writes that an Avil Shanat L'Chachila, an Avil should not be part of a Zim Rishon, a Zim and a Beis Avil, but most Achronim assume not that way, that it would be, there's nothing wrong with having a Zim and the Beis Avil, nothing wrong of having a Zim and a Avelim if you have three Avelim eating together. In Sif Gimel, Sif Dalid, B'Shabbos and Birich B'Yachid O B'Gimel Avelim Mevarek Kederash Mevarek B'Chol Ditzinahu V'im Achlo Acherim Imo U'Berchu Ein Maskir Me'Enam Orad the Kevin Ika Acherim Lav Sinahu. So as far as the Nusach Hazima, Sif Aleph was Alacha of an elongated Bracha Revis. Sif Beis is that some have the minhag of having a different Nusach of the Bracha of Rachem, of having Nachem instead of Rachem. And that does not seem to be the Minhag Olam, even if you do recite Berachas Avelim in Sif Aleph, it seems that the Minhag Olam is not to recite Nachem in Sif Beis. Then Sif Gimel is a different Nusach of Zimun, of Menachem Avelim Shachal and Mishalo. Then Sif Dalid, that if you're going to have a Zimun on Shabbos, then Mevarek Kederash and Mevarek Bechol, because that's considered to be Avelis B'tzina, unless there are other people eating together, in which case it's Avelis B'Ferhesia, meaning that if you're eating together with non-relatives, people that aren't part of the household, then that would be Avelis B'Ferhesia to use the Avelis Dignusach of the Zimun. But if you're going to be eating just among the Avelim or the members of the household, then there's no such restriction. Okay, so let's stop here for today. And then tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, hopefully in person, we will pick up a Simon Shinpei, a Schora and Malacha for an Avo. Okay, Moshe, you'll be in person tomorrow?
I have my brother's wedding. I'm not going to be there tomorrow.
Avtov. Arya, will you be there?
Yes, I will.
Okay, is Avrami around? I guess I have to ask him. And is Daniel back tomorrow? Is flying today. Okay, I'll circulate an email to see who's in person, but if we have a quorum, then we'll meet in Ritz Hashem in person. I'll let you know. Okay, have a great day, everyone.
Thank you.
See you.